This call is being recorded.
Morning, Rom. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear me? No.
Yes, now I can. I was gonna say with these Uber conferences,
okay.
I never know.
Yes. Just give everyone a few minutes to join. Interesting how it comes up with the names. It doesn't have Mickey, it doesn't have your name on it. It just says Intel. And this time around, it just gives you a location, but it doesn't show some arbitrary
arbitrary icon that has absolutely no meaning. Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting. Yeah, and I even gave it my name on the dialogue, the initial dialogue. And, who knows? This is just such a weird thing.
Sorry, who's that?
This is Art. Sorry, my internet is actually down today. I have no idea. So I called in.
So you are the anonymous 749 person. Your number is not public.
Okay.
Hi, this is Alex Yakovlev on anonymous call.
Hi. Which one are you? I'm sorry, can you say that again? Yakovlev?
It was Alex.
This
right?
is Alex yeah. Yakovlev. Yeah.
Yeah, Alex. Oh, Alex was a 749 number. So who is. Who do you show up as? Or you don't show up here?
I don't know. Whoever's talking. I can't see the thing.
Art's the wireless caller.
Okay,
Colombia.
My internet is back up. I'll try to join regularly.
Okay.
Hey, this is Brian Bellendorf.
Greg Wallace is here. Sorry, Brian, I talked right over you. This is Greg
That's
Wallace
okay.
as well. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Ron, it's Brian.
Hey, Greg. Hey, Brian. Thanks for joining. So Mick, on the agenda, I was hoping, you know, maybe we can touch base briefly and, you know, perhaps you can give an update and then a shout out to the meeting that's happening on Friday. Something we
Absolutely.
Can talk about briefly? Okay.
Yeah. Hang on 1 second. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Ron.
So the first thing I wanted to kind of point out was thanks to Greg for getting our first version of the white paper, the architecture work group paper on consensus published. Thank you all for all the effort, and thanks especially to Greg and Tracy and others from the Life Foundation for giving us the last push and helping with getting the paper actually written up and published.
Yeah, I mean, that, you know, really, really delighted to have been part of it. You know, phenomenal work by you all. And, my sense is that the reception of the paper has been, you know, really, really good. It's just great to get a win on board. And, you know, let's get another one. So I'm looking forward to continuing, you know, getting the white paper. You know, I did chatted with Traven about that. I know that he's been very involved with the white paper working group, and there's great progress there. And I think, Ram, there's at least one more of the kind of functional areas that we want to focus on next. So looking forward to being of assistance at the appropriate time to help finish that one off as well.
Absolutely. And I guess perhaps we can table that as the first item to kind of talk about. So I think as far as the working group is concerned, I think we were very satisfied with the discussions and the conclusions we had about the smart contract layer along with the consensus layer, but I don't think we've documented it well enough. So just wanted to get input from the group about get Craig's help and see how we can make progress on fleshing out and getting that written up. Any thoughts?
Well, I'll start, Ram. I mean, I think, the process that we used for the consensus paper seemed to work fairly well. And if I recall, the step one was, you shared sort of the thinking, right, as reflected in meeting notes, as reflected in a kind of fairly, meaty kind of outline. And I sort of took a first pass at, organizing it, in a way that would, draw the reader in, sort of beginning to kind of, to the extent that I was able, kind of flesh things out, take things from bulletized into full sentences and that kind of thing. And then kind of handing that back to the group to continue to kind of refine and add to and extend and elaborate on do you feel like we're at that point where that step one would be the right thing to do? Because if so, I'm more than happy to play that same role with the smart contract one.
That sounds like a good plan to me. Anyone else?
That worked really well the first time around. Let's try it again. And cool. And thanks for volunteering to coordinate that.
Oh, of course. Yeah. No, and that's what I'm here for. So, but it's very valuable content, right? And it's as we've seen with the first one on consensus, it's extremely well received. There's a real hunger for this kind of stuff out there. So, my pleasure. So, I guess, Ram, if you don't mind either, during this call or after this call, just kind of point me towards the places where I should go to get started. And, within a couple of days, I'll be able to turn around a structure.
Sounds good. Yeah, I think you've probably seen the bulletized items already in the working group, the draft, the Google Doc for the thing. And I think okay. There's probably discussions on the notes that I will kind of look through and point you to. And just like last time, perhaps we can set up interviews with the folks who kind of were involved. Bin, Mick, I think Tamash is not on the call today, but those probably we can have either a small group or one-on-one sessions, so we can kind of flesh that out that way as well, if that helps.
Absolutely. Yep. That sounds perfect.
So should we do a quick round of intros? There are some new folks on the call. I'd love to kind of get your input as well. I'll start. I'm Ram Jagadeesan. I kind of lead the architecture work group. I'm from part of Cisco, and I've been part of the Hyperledger project from the inception, and we've been fleshing out the architecture here. Mick, you want to go next?
Yeah, sure. I'm Mick from Intel. I run the research group at on distributed ledgers at Intel, and kind of was the originator of Sawtooth and Poet. And as with Ram, I've been kind of a part of this working group since we started.
I'm Brian Bellendorf. I'm executive director at Hyperledger, the geek diplomat, I guess. I don't have a formal role in the architecture working group. I'm a fan from the side, and I think I'm here because I really want to help make sure the architecture working group's empowered and feels the urgency to play this role in helping weave together the different projects at Hyperledger from a not an integration perspective, but from at least a coherence perspective, help explain to the world different approaches to consensus, to confidentiality, that sort of thing. I think the architecture working group has a key, if not the key, role in helping make that work.
Well, I guess I can go next real quick. So, hi, my name is Greg Wallace. I also work at the Linux Foundation with Brian and am responsible for marketing for the Hyperledger project. Hyperledger and all of its projects, I guess I should say.
Okay, so I can say something. My name is Nathan George. I'm a software architect at a company called Evernim, which is working on Hyperledger Indy, and been working to represent identity and some of the privacy and confidentiality things that are associated with doing identity on a ledger and on blockchains in this group and in other places around the Hyperledger set of projects. And it's good to be here.
Hi, this is Ajay Jadhav from Pune, India. I have been working with a startup called Ironworks. We have just started exploring Ethereum and Hyperledger Fabric. I get a lot of training requests on Hyperledger in India, so I have been exploring it and started to understand architecture of Hyperledger Fabric. So I just wanted to see if I can contribute anything to the group.
Welcome, Ajay.
Thanks, Ram.
Hi, this is Todd Little. I'm with Oracle, an architect, and we've been investigating Fabric for probably the last 18 to 24 months. And I'm interested in joining the architecture working group.
Welcome, Todd.
I guess I'll go. Hey, I'm Hart. I work at Fujitsu Labs. I'm a cryptographer. I think I know most people here.
Hi, I'm Alex Yakovlev from Moscow Exchange, Russia. I'm working with Hyperledger for 1 month and a half. My major is about database theory and transactions, and we are applying mainly Fabric and implement zero knowledge proofs, for example, for them, and also work with Iroha. Thanks.
Hi, I'm Leonard Edwin. I am a new architect. A contributor from the RBC Bank, collaborating with both the architecture and the TSC groups. Thanks, everyone.
Yeah, hi, I'm Daniel. Hello from Germany. I'm working for the Steinbeis Institute doing research in blockchain. I'm interested in the architecture group or activities of the architecture group, Hyperledger. We are also leading the German country team of the International Industrial Internet Consortium. Thanks.
Welcome, Daniel. I think, Bin, you're the last one. Maybe you're muted.
Oh, yeah, I was muted. My name is Bin Nguyen from IBM. I'm the founder of the Hyperledger Fabric predecessor, the code base in Fabric, and been working, passionately with the community to progress the development of the Fabric project. Has been on this working group since the beginning, working with Ram and Mick and Hart and many others. So it's been a lot of fun, certainly a lot of work for us. And I'm glad to continue seeing new people joining us.
All right, thanks. I think we got everybody. So just to give you a brief overview of to the new folks on the call today, we've been kind of doing a functional decomposition of an idealized, if you will, enterprise blockchain stack. And we've been kind of fleshing out the different functional blocks, consensus functions, smart contract functions, communications functions, identity services functions, and so forth. And so that's one track that's been ongoing, and that's what we were talking about earlier. We actually published, the high-level overview of the architecture and the generic functional requirements for the consensus module, if you will, and how it interacts with the other functions, as well, and the next one that and we actually kind of have details on, but have not been written up, are the smart contract, and the one that we are actively working on right now are identity-related functions and services. We also recently kicked off another track around the different options we have for handling privacy on enterprise blockchains. And Mick has kindly led that effort. And we have meetings, a separate track, and some working meetings that have been kicked off. And he's going to give us an update right now on how that's going.
We met, I guess, for the first time on Friday of last week. I posted earlier a link to kind of the documents that we were using for discussion. The focus last week was mostly on kind of objectives and what we wanted to accomplish. And I think there were basically consensus on trying to sort of document kind of meanings and definitions at two levels, one for kind of human consumption and the other at a technology level. A second kind of consensus on objectives was that we would identify technologies and techniques that could be used to do evaluation of privacy and confidentiality claims. And then the third, which is still kind of an open dialogue, I think at this point, would be how we actually apply that to the existing projects inside Hyperledger. We're meeting again on Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific time. Send me email if you would like to join. Hart's going to go through the UC model as one of the techniques that we can use for doing the kind of evaluation for it. Any questions? Hey, Rob.
All right, thanks. Thanks, Mick. So anyone else who's interested, please send Mick an email and he can add you to the meeting on that. On the notes, I will post the link from the chat window. Yeah. It kind of scrolled out. So the way we work is
I'll paste it into your doc, into the notes doc from.
Okay. Sounds good. And for the new folks, we have most of our documentation on Google Docs. So both, so if you go to the wiki page, you'll see links to the notes doc as well as the working group document as well. So perhaps we can. It's been you know, because we were focusing on the paper. We've kind of put the identity working sessions kind of on the back burner. Perhaps we can bring that back to the front starting today. Nate, you had started a template on that, right? Can you put a link to that and can we start working on the identity? Can we kind of just get a refresher on that? Sorry, are you muted? Let me find
sorry. That. Yes, I was muted. I'm sorry about that. That was to me, Greg, right?
Actually, it was soon, to Nathan.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Excuse me. I missed the question. I'm sorry.
So I was referring to the identity services draft that we started. Do we have a link to that?
I think I can track down a link to that document. We haven't done much with it since we authored it originally. I'll track that down and I'll add it to the chat here.
Okay.
Hey, Ram, I see a link from Vipin. That he put it right on the doc, right on the architecture doc. Is that the one that you're looking at? Right on identity services heading.
Let me pull that up. Which link are you talking about, Ben?
So if you go down to identity services section, right?
Yeah, the comment, is that what you're referring to?
Right, on the comments, Vipin put down the, he has the link there. Okay. Is that the one you're looking for?
Yes, this is the document. This is the one we put together back at the DC Hackfest, and we kind of just put a bunch of chunks of pieces of information that we needed to fill in, and then we didn't have any volunteers for the individual sections yet.
Yes. So what I was hoping is that we can restart the discussion, maybe get some volunteers to kind of looking at this and start fleshing this out. Again, going through the same exercise that we did for the other layers, just having the what we want to do in this is to just have the functional requirements more focused on what needs to happen for each of these functions and services, and then you know, then we can have the individual projects then describe how they did it in their project, or you know, and if we want, and I think the intent was once we pass this to the identity work group that they perhaps can look at a design document for a generic identity services implementation, I think that's the route we were going for. But here we wanted to just capture the high-level functional requirements for these services outlined here. Let me post that in the chat. Should we integrate this with the main document, or should we just keep this as a separate document for now? Any thoughts?
So what would be the intersection between this, between, you know, our group, the architecture working group, and the identity working group?
So what we wanted to lay out from the architecture work group perspective was to make sure that we actually cover at least the functional requirements for the network entities, so the core nodes that are participating in the network, and as a stretch goal, see if that same set of functional requirements can also be used for the client and transactor entities. But that's where we would kind of draw the line. And there's a little bit of overlap there, but you know, our main focus is on how do we do identity services for the network entities. What we are calling, sorry, system entities. I should use our own terminology so we are consistent, right? What we are calling system entities.
Yeah. So one of the important distinctions between this paper and the identity working group's paper is the identity working group's trying to handle identifiers in a general sense for any sort of smart contract or transaction family, and for entities that are foreign to the consensus protocol itself. But in this document, we want to more specifically address the permissioning of the ledger's operations and how identity relates to the operation of the ledger itself.
Right. So, you know, it sounds similar to, remember the MSP document that I presented a while back from Fabric?
Yes.
MSP, you know, membership services provider.
Yep. So I think, you know, where we were at then was that I think you presented the MSP description. Mick presented the implementation, what was it called? Endpoint registry functions in Sawtooth Lake. And then we were trying to say, abstract out all of those and say, what are the generic functional requirements that we can specify here? And we divided up into these subcomponents, right? How do we establish root of trust? How do we kind of do enrollment and registration services, authentication, authorization, revocation? So those were the kind of functions we identified, say, you know, and we wanted to kind of define them and have just the what they're doing, not how it's being done, and what are the interfaces to these services.
Okay.
And I guess following the same pattern, at some point we can publish this. Here's the architecture work group recommendations for these identity functions. And this is the interface to it. And then we can go through the same exercise saying, you know, this is how it's implemented in Fabric, in Sawtooth Lake, in Indy, in Aroha, so forth.
So I can certainly help with some of these sections in here that still have question mark on volunteer. and you know, write down as much as I can. Probably the time frame is difficult to put on it. Because you know, certainly I'm very contaminated of what we have done in Hyperledger Fabric.
So once we have an initial write up, then we can make sure that it's not specific to Fabric, right? We can then abstract it out, and just like what we did in the other sections. And I think we have placeholders. Do we have placeholders for some of this stuff? I'm trying to see what we have.
So I don't think we have placeholders for that yet, but I think it's okay. Easy enough to add them. I think we should use the consensus positioning paper as kind of a template for how we want to add those sections.
Okay. Do we have any volunteers for others? It looks like Bin, you want to take on? Do we want to start with establishing the root of trust? You pick which one of those you want. There's enrollment and registration, authentication, authorization, revocation, so forth.
Yeah, really a lot of these sections in here, I can certainly, you know, write down my thoughts, but, you know, anyone else can jump in and we can just lay down our thoughts first and then we come back.
Okay.
And review and right. So I don't think we would be concerned about people step onto each other. We can all work on the same section or different sections.
Got it. So you're suggesting, you know, let's take the first stab at writing it up and then we can iterate over it. We don't need to divvy it up by sections. Is that what you're saying?
Right.
Okay. So maybe, why don't the two of us kind of take the first stab? Anyone else who want to kind of, Nathan, do you want to?
I'll jump in and I'll add some information in. And then we'll see. Yeah, let's just all jump in and add what our thoughts are on each of the topics. And I think that'll give us the things we need to discuss as we find where the differences are and where the similarities are.
Okay. And again, you know, if we can stick to the what, and then the next level of detail would be the interfaces, and then we can figure out how to, we can leave the implementation details in the separate sections on the how in each of the, in the subsequent kind of the paper itself, right? So let's focus on the abstract functional description here. Mick, Hart, Alex, any thoughts?
So, I mean, we've had these discussions before, and I think trying to maintain a focus on the system entities for this is really, I think, the critical thing. Otherwise, we're going to get stuck in the quicksand of many ways to do things again.
Agreed. So let's make sure that we cover the system entities first, and perhaps we'll punt to the identity work group for the rest of the the identity perks. I mean, it's just like I said, the stretch goal is to see whether the same services can be extended for those others, but let's focus on the system entities. Thanks, Alex, for taking that, preserving privacy for diffuse trust. Did we have a section like that? I don't recollect. Yes. So let's talk about that, preserving privacy for diffuse trust. Is that something that is relevant for system entities? I think our original...
So I can talk to that point a little bit. One of the reasons why you have a ledger in the first place is so that because you don't have a trusted third party, and fully correlating yourself to every other party within the network can be a real problem. So one of the issues that has to be addressed for identity as a system, at a system level for the ledger, is making sure that the identifiers that you're using for operation of identity within the system doesn't fully expose every actor and everything that that actor has done to every other party. When in cases where that's totally acceptable, usually it means there's some sort of trusted third party or trusted consortium that could have used a database instead. So the idea is just to make sure that we've addressed that topic head on, so that the purpose for the ledger to begin with isn't compromised by the identity system.
Got it. So the I guess going back to Mick's earlier comment, if we are starting out focusing on the system entities, is it safe for us to make the assumption that system entities in terms of the nodes themselves, the organizations that are participating at the highest level, their identities, those are all, can we assume that those are kind of transparent and known to all the peers in the network, or do we need any kind of privacy preserving mechanisms for those?
I think we can relate what we do here to what transpires or the results coming out of our privacy and confidentiality work, which is separate, because that is a layer related to security that goes across all the different components and therefore system entities. So we can have a node referring to privacy and confidentiality requirements that become part of identity, that become part of any other component, and also part of the white paper. So we can look at it that way, because it is something, privacy, confidentiality, related or linked to security and how that's implemented in the system for each component.
Well, and I think to get back to Ram's point, it's fair to say that what we're trying to call out here in this section is more or less what you just said in a few words, and that is, the system entities usually do need to be fully known so that you can trust the consensus process itself, and that, you know, the right participants saw all the right messages, and then call out that there are techniques that need to be made to help isolate those system entities from the other identities that are interacting within the system for the following reasons, and then defer to those other privacy and confidentiality or identity papers to go into the details.
Yeah, so I agree with Nathan here. If you want to kind of mask the participants involved in consensus, it seems like you'll have to use pretty heavy crypto. So if you kind of want people to have hidden identities on the blockchain, this seems like something we should address later.
Thinking is that, and I think this is what we had decided previously, is that for the system entities, we'll assume that they are known, and so we don't need to hide the identities of system entities themselves or try to preserve the privacy of the system entities. The main question I was coming back to is this something that we need to tackle here, or shall we kind of leave that to the separate track that we have and the identity service, the full things. So do we need to address the privacy preserving aspects if we are starting out focusing on system entities? And I hear the answer is, let's make the simplifying assumption that they are transparent and defer the harder problems for, like they say, transactor identities and so forth. Are we on the same page there?
Yes, I think so, though I think we do definitely want to call out that those complexities, we want to make that distinction explicit within this paper so that folks don't get confused about using system entities for transactions and for external entities.
Absolutely. I agree. Okay. Alex,
Yep.
Does it make sense? You were referring to that, right? Did you have any thoughts on the privacy and diffuse trust for that, or did you want to take on that section still, or was there any other items that caught your mind that you want to kind of contribute to?
Actually, my English is not so good because it is not my original, so I will try to work with one paragraph at first, and then we will see how it will look like. Actually, I'm confused a little bit.
Okay. So I think what we agreed on was that for the privacy preserving section, at least for now, we will say that the system entities the identities will be not hidden, and that they will be known to all the peers in the network, and that we will in that section we will include that the system should support privacy preserving identity for, let's say, transactors, and that there should not be a tight coupling between any of those identities and the identities of the system entities. I think that's what Nathan was talking about. Does it help?
Ram here. I think that's a good start, and we can wordsmith as we go along, because we have several iterations of the paper. But I think you've captured, in essence, the general, you might say, approach. So, no, that's good. It's a good.
Sounds good. Hart, I think you had some comments. You want to elaborate on that?
Are we talking about my comment in the chat?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, I just, you mentioned this earlier, and I think you did a good job of covering that, of basically saying this, is that, well, it would be nice in the long run if we could use kind of the identity features for blockchain identity, if we could use those for kind of the use case identity part of identity, that would be wonderful, but right now it's not there. And kind of, you know, the architecture working group at this point should probably be focused on like the lower level identity, so within a blockchain, rather than kind of the external identity. I think you summarized this yourself probably better than I just said it. So.
Got it. Thanks. And do you want to kind of take a crack at? So go ahead, Nathan.
There are a couple of sections in the document, interoperable identifiers, exposing identity to external systems and consuming identity from external systems. And I do think it's worth giving it those two sections a try to see where we get to. And I'd like to try to provide some content for that. But I do agree that that's that those sections may need to be cut and moved into the identity paper instead. It'll depend on whether or not, as we flesh out these sections, how pieces come together in terms of how the internal system identities are structured.
Correct. And I guess the main question I would ask to start with, just so we, you probably heard me say this in other meetings, we need to crawl before we walk before we run. So let's make sure that we cover the identity services for the system entities fairly well before we go on to the extensibility, if you will. So the question I would ask again, Nathan, would be for system entities, do we anticipate that they will participate in multiple, that nodes will participate in multiple systems? And if so, how? And would that be relevant for system entities?
So I think the only thing I can do is echo some of what Ben said before, and that is the way Hyperledger India is built is all the identities are supposed to be exposed externally and interoperable.
So I often have a hard time separating how that functions inside of my platform versus how that functions inside of other platforms. And so by including this section, what I'm hoping to do is maybe relate some of the ways the identities and the identifiers inside of Indie work so that maybe some of those constructs for making them interoperable are easier to understand, because I do think that we have in the other systems, we have some of the core building blocks needed to do that. And if we can talk about it, it might actually come together faster than we think. But I also don't want to sidetrack us on a discussion that's kind of more future development as opposed to inventorying what we have now.
And just a reminder, so Sawtooth uses two different sources for identity, for system identities, and then user identities and sort of the higher level policy identities are modular and can be configured in independently.
So, I think the question I still have, Nathan, is when we talk about system identities, we haven't quite addressed the interoperability with, between two different blockchain instances and so forth yet. But is that where you think, exposing identity to external systems and so forth will be relevant for system entities? The first question is, is that something that you think will be valuable for system entities? And second, how?
I think maybe we should hold off on this and move it to the other identity paper, especially with the comment that Mick made, because I think the way he's thinking about it, that sounds like the right place to start.
Okay. So you're saying, let's keep the system entities focus here, so we might need to figure out whether this needs to be fleshed out here or not, depending on whether this even applies to system entities. And second, extensibility is a stretch goal. So why don't you, for the next session when we meet up, if you have a little bit an outline for this and a recommendation of whether it belongs in our first draft or not, then that would be good for those sections. Does it sound good? Like a plan?
Yes, that sounds good.
So I'm just walking through that. I think establishing root of trust, that's pretty clear. That needs to be there because that's how we kind of bootstrap the blockchain network. And that's absolutely dealing with the system entities. Interoperable identifiers, we discussed as an action item now. Preserving privacy for diffuse trust, we talked about it. Enrollment and registration services. So this was all about, how do you onboard a new system entity initially, and we can talk about for the future what that means. Enrollment and registration, I think that's needed. Authentication, authorization, those are needed. Replication, change management, that's needed. Okay. So any questions, comments on these sections other than what we talked about? And that's a related topic. Do we need anything where these system entities might have to work with existing like enterprise systems, or can we treat this as a standalone function? Is there any need to interoperate? And I guess, Bin, this probably goes to your experience with MSP. Did you think about having identities pulled from legacy systems, other identity systems, and so forth?
Sorry, it's lunchtime over here in East Coast, so I'm eating at the same time.
How is this one, this topic, different with interoperability with external systems? Because maybe that's actually, in some ways, some of what we meant by interoperable identifiers.
Yeah, so, for one thing, as simple as we walk into an enterprise and they already have their directory services, right, like LDAP, and all the identities in that, including both systems and users and so on, applications and so on and so forth. Right. So how would we integrate with that? So that was, you know, certainly one of the questions that we need to entertain. And, you know, part of the Fabric CA, for example, is allow people to enroll using identity from LDAP. And what it does is that it would issue a certificate. Again, identity in Fabric today is based on X509 certificate. So it would issue certificate and tie that to the identity in LDAP or in the enterprise directory. That's one level of integration. Similarly, using existing CAs. So if a customer has been using some CA, whether internal or external, but they already have that integrated into their environment, that continue to work, and the system should be able to make use of the certificate from that environment, whether that certificate is assigned to an entity of the network or users who are operating on a network, it's kind of like less relevant. So that's the level of integration that we have implemented today with other system.
Okay. And when we talk about system entities, do we anticipate that something that is valuable to address at this functional requirement that we have interoperate with systems?
Yeah, I tell you one thing that but this really going to the privacy and confidentiality domain. But one thing that we have on the identity, which is a certificate, is the organization, and part of that is also trying to identify which organization that identity comes from. So given a node, for example, a peer, we need to know whether the peer belongs to this organization or that organization. So such an attribute also ties into the existing environment, the legacy environment, if you will, that in that environment, organization or branches of the business often identified by the certificate that way, so that also integrate back into the existing system.
Okay.
But it exposed certain privacy issue, right? Because when this node performs certain activities on the network. For example, the number of transactions initiated out of this node or out of this organization could tell something about these organizations on the network. Right. So things like that. That probably, hopefully, we can address that as part of the other subgroup. The privacy and confidentiality.
Got it. So. Perhaps a suggestion, and I'd love to get input from the others. Can we make the simplifying assumption for at least the first iteration that system entities are not considered private, and then we'll capture some of the privacy requirements in the other track, even for system entities. And for this iteration, let's assume that there's no privacy. For system entities.
Can I change the wording on that a little bit? Because privacy is not binary. It's not either or, right? It's what is exposed, right? So I would prefer to just throw that word out for that discussion.
Okay.
I think what I hear you saying, the core of what I hear you saying is that there are many issues that affect the architecture of the identity systems. Confidentiality and the binding between identities and organizations is one that we should, for the moment, ignore in describing some of the other things. And I strongly encourage us to do that because this is going to be a hard document to write in the best case. Let's get agreement on the things around which we can get agreement before we start mucking around with the areas where things are really vague.
Correct. So that was my motivation. Let's let's get the simple stuff, that we can, you know, document clearly and kind of get everybody oriented before we tackle the harder problems.
Right. So we know that there's a need for bootstrapping trust. Let's make sure everybody has to have that. Let's make sure that that's documented. We know that we need a way of describing and permissioning system identities. Let's make sure that we've got that documented. Let's worry about the, you know, how much information is exposed in the bindings between the internal representations and the organizations that, that back those. Let's postpone that for later.
Sounds good.
That's my suggestion.
I like that. Anybody else? All right, I think we're almost at time. Well, before we close out, any other thoughts? You know, are folks okay with saying that we have two tracks, one track focused on fleshing out the identity-related things for now? And the second track that, you know, mixed leading on the privacy and confidentiality topic. Are there any other topics and of interest, you know, either that you want to bring up now or, you know, send out an email to the list? That'd be great. Just want to keep make sure that we are marching along and we have a list of other items in our pipeline that we can build up that's of interest to folks in the group. I think previously we've talked about interoperability between ledgers. There's probably an overlap with some of the concepts that will probably come up in the privacy discussion. But you know, that's a topic that we've kind of brought up and tabled and say, hey, that's something that we would deal with. There are the other functions that we've kind of described in the architecture document, but we've not gotten to. But if there are other topics that are of interest, you know, please bring them up. All right, folks, sounds good. So you heard from Mick, there's a Friday session. If you're interested in the privacy and confidentiality, you know, sign up for that. And looks like we have some homework to do on the identity and so the document on the identity services that Nathan has got started. And let's, can we take an action item to start writing that down? I heard some volunteers, so if we can start fleshing that out, then maybe we can come back 2 weeks from now and discuss those. Any other closing thoughts? Otherwise, it's 10 o'clock and we'll let Hart take over the next white paper working group meeting.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, folks. Bye.
Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.